This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports. All right, here we are, Talk of Asian Marketing. We have a special trip today because we're going outside to have some fun. The only bad part is the weather's not too good. Mm-hmm. Steven?
Yes.
Cold?
Yeah.
Feel cold?
Yeah, feel cold.
You know, Hong Kong and Taiwan, I think, are similar this way. They don't really get cold. It never really snows, but it feels cold.
Uh-huh.
People say it's because of the moisture.
Yeah.
Too humid.
Too humid.
Okay, well, we are at the Taichung High Speed Rail Station. And behind us, you can see the station stretches back here quite a ways. Real nice. And this was finished in what year was it finished? 2007?
2007, yes.
2007. And where are the big stations at? Taipei?
No, I mean, I think it should be in Kaohsiung.
Kaohsiung?
Yeah.
Kaohsiung's the biggest station?
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting.
But this one is also very big.
This is pretty big.
Yeah.
So the stations are Kaohsiung, Taichung, Taipei?
Yes, and some kind of Taoyuan, Tainan.
Taoyuan.
Hsinchu.
Yeah. Hsinchu, the big important technology places, right?
Yeah.
It's real nice, real modern. It looks like an airport, doesn't it?
Yeah, just like an airport.
In fact, I think it looks better than the Taiwan airport.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit, Stephen, because maybe our viewers don't know some of the transportation situations. Now, if you go to Hong Kong, mm-hmm. for many, many years, I think since the early 70s, they've had a very advanced subway.
Subway, yeah.
Tube system, right?
Yes.
Now, the tube system is very interesting because I read a story, I don't know if you've heard about this. Of course, it's very troublesome to build that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to dig under the ground, right?
Yes.
But because Hong Kong was basically a British dictatorship, they could demand to have it done,
uh-huh.
and they made this great system.
Uh-huh.
Taiwan's a little bit more difficult.
A little bit, yeah. Because the land law, a lot of the trouble in getting the land.
Getting the land, yeah, very difficult. Uh-huh. Expensive, at least, to say the least. So they had to get a lot of land for this system, which is the high-speed rail. So in Taiwan, we've been a little bit more behind Hong Kong, I think. And then China is another step behind that. Pretty far behind, I think.
Yeah, but China right now is in progress.
Progressing.
Yeah.
Progressing. I think when I ride on this train, it reminds me of the high-speed rail from Shanghai to the Shanghai airport.
Uh-huh.
And that's a mono rail.
Yep.
A maglift.
Yes.
Really,
yes.
really neat.
Uh-huh.
But I've ridden on this train a couple of times. It's really great fun. Now, let's remind our viewers who maybe have been here before or haven't been here. In Taiwan, when you wanted to get around, when I first came here in the 80s, there was one way, and that was called the Wild Chicken Bus.
Why?
Can you tell us? Why was it called the Wild Chicken Bus?
Because you can get off the bus everywhere down the overpass. I mean,
In fact, I remember in the maybe late 80s, I would take the bus and you just tell them, I want to get off.
Yes.
They stop on the side of the highway.
Yes.
And you just jump off and you got to go down the on-ramp by foot. So basically, they take you anywhere, but they were illegal, right?
They were illegal because at any time, the government controlled the take the control of the transportation. I mean, the bus was administered by the government.
So there was a legal one, but that was the government one.
Yep. Uh-huh. The bus company had to get a license from the government to run their business at that time, and this kind of the. Wild chicken bus run their business by their own. Then, so it was illegal. Mm. Then, But right now, it's open.
Now it's totally open, of course. But back then it was difficult, and I remember taking the legal buses, and I remember many times, if you have this experience, this is back in the late 80s, you go to the window to pay for the bus, and back then there were two kinds of tickets. One was with AC and without AC. You remember that, right?
Yes.
With air conditioning, without air conditioning. And so I would pay for the without air conditioning, and then the bus is there and you get on, and you know, you get without air conditioning. If it has air conditioning, they don't let you on. But lots of times I pay for the AC, get on, and there's no AC. Right? And then you can't return your ticket, and they just tell you forget it. And the service was really, really terrible, really, really bad. The buses were very run down.
Yeah, sometimes it was out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the rush hours.
The rush time, yeah.
Yeah, rush time, some holidays.
Yeah, very difficult. Yeah, so it was not comfortable at all. And then the wild chicken buses came along, and that slowly developed. It's been legalized, and now we have great bus system, way better than in the U.S., which kind of has disappeared, the bus system. I used to take some Greyhound buses. You've been on buses in the U.S. before, haven't you? And now it's way, way, way better. Hold on. Got a problem? Okay. So now we have these great big buses. They have these great big comfortable seats. In fact, in Taiwan, when you get on a bus, it's a little bit shocking because you sit down and lots of them, one person gets one humongous seat. It always reminds me of a TV show back in America called All in the Family with Archie Bunker. He's just sitting in a big chair, and it's really comfortable.
Yeah, and you can have a personal monitor to see the movie.
LCD screen
right there
on your chair. And some of them are such great service. You have a Shilje comes over and gives you tea or coffee, right?
Yeah, but it's not always.
No.
Yeah.
No, some of them are, though. I'm really surprised.
I think there should be a switchover during the time because the bus company encounters some problem.
A lot of competition.
Yeah.
A lot of competition. It's like during the time of the SARS. They were hard to get people on the bus. They have to offer a lot of discount, things like that. Yeah, very interesting. So things have really changed a lot. Now, this high-speed rail has caused some changes too, because it was just about 10 years ago in Taiwan, all of a sudden we had a lot of domestic airplanes.
Yes.
And I remember flying from Taichung to Hualien, which is on the other side of the mountain. The price was really cheap. We're talking maybe 50, 60 US dollars. I could fly over there and fly back. And it was just a real short flight. But now because of the high-speed rail, this is getting all wiped out, right?
You're right. Right now, the flight from Taipei to Kaohsiung is getting worse because many people are taking this high-speed rail.
Cheaper, faster.
Faster and maybe cheaper.
A little bit cheaper, not a lot cheaper. So it's a really nice development, and I think that, you know, living in Taiwan has become very comfortable transportation-wise, right?
Yes.
Another thing we haven't mentioned, maybe when we get back on the highway, we can shoot some video or shoot some pictures of it, is the highway system.
Yes.
Really big changes there.
Uh-huh.
If you've been in Taiwan before, but it's any time before 2000, 2001, you haven't really seen the new highway system, which is great.
Right.
It takes you everywhere really fast. You don't drive much, do you?
Sometimes.
Because we used to drive from Taichung just out to Nantou. It would take us for hours. Now we're out there 40 minutes.
Because of the high-speed road.
Yeah, right, right. The number 3 highway.
Yeah.
So I'll post a picture. I have a nice picture on my website. And I have some relatives back home. They know I've been living here 20 years. And I think their picture was how it's a real backward place. And I took a picture up on the mountainside near here in Zhonghua. You can see the number 3 highway, the number 1, and the high-speed rail, and the old rail, all coming together. And I sent it, and I said, hey, look at this. And they said, wow, I didn't know you lived in such a developed place. So the high-speed rail is kind of the apex of transportation development in Taiwan. Really comfortable, really fast. Stephen just came in. How was your ride? Comfortable?
Yeah, comfortable. Yeah.
Fast?
Yeah, fast.
How long from Kaohsiung to Taichung?
1 hour.
No way. 1 hour from Kaohsiung? I thought it was one hour from Tainan.
No, 1 hour from Kaohsiung.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. An hour from Taichung to Taipei, maybe shorter. Last time you and me came back from Taipei,
yes.
We were so fast, I forgot to call my wife to come pick me up, and she didn't like that very much. And that was like 45 minutes, I think, 15 minutes.
Yeah, the best one would be 1:30 hours from Kaohsiung to Taipei.
All the way from Kaohsiung to Taipei, an hour and a half.
Yes.
Wow, okay, so things are really developing good. You know, it's things like this that make it hard for me to, jump from Taiwan to China. Because right now in China, during the pre-New Year celebration, it's just packed everywhere.
Yes.
In fact, Anthony was telling me that the train station downtown in Shanghai is always packed.
Yep.
So not so easy. Okay, we'll wrap it up here. Yep. Here we are, Talk of Asian Marketing, and we are inside the Taiwan High Speed Rail Station. And James, you just came in.
I just came in. It was another really smooth trip, Clyde.
Smooth.
You know, like I have each time, to be honest. It was real fast, real easy. Buy the ticket straight onto the train, and boy, I worked for 40 really nice quality minutes and had
40 minutes.
Yeah, good quality cup of coffee as well. They make great coffee on there. I don't know if you've had a cup.
No, I haven't.
It's really good.
And do they bring it to you?
They bring it to you. Nice lady on a hostess trolley, and it's cheap as well.
Oh, is it really?
It's cheap.
How much for a cup of coffee?
It was $40. I was just having to think because
$40 NT is definitely cheaper than a normal outside price. That's surprising.
And for me, that's as good as Starbucks, you know?
Yeah.
Better than Starbucks.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Yeah. I guess we're not coffee connoisseurs or something, right? Yeah, very interesting. I was just talking to Stephen about the whole transportation system in Taiwan. And I was saying back in the 80s, you had one choice, and that were the buses and the old rail system. And then we had the wild chicken buses came along, the illegal things. But nowadays, we got these great big buses with lounge chairs in them.
Well, they're taken from the airlines, aren't they? And they're really big, they're really nice, and they work real well.
Mm-hmm. And they're very, and they even get xiaojies on there sometimes bring you tea.
I've never had that.
Yeah, I've gotten that sometimes.
It must be your good looks, you know?
Well, anyway, this is the new system.
Wow.
And so now I say in Taiwan we have the bus system. We have the new highway system, which is, you've driven on.
Yeah.
Sure. What do you think of the highway system?
I'm really impressed. And, you know, the thing that really struck me is when you talk to people maybe from Cambodia, from Thailand, from some of the Far Eastern countries, and what they say is the big deal here is transportation.
Yeah.
You know, it means that you can get things around, it's infrastructure, and it's great to drive on. I mean, you can get from city to city really fast, really easy, at a competitive price. I think it's real good.
It's great. And in fact, one of the most popular places people visit on the weekend are the highway rest stops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know.
Is this amazing or what? The highway rest stops in Taiwan. You've stopped at a few of them, haven't you?
I have. They're real nice.
They're real nice.
You know, they're really arranged well.
Some have little Zen gardens in them and things like this. And some of them are really massive. And you just get whole families going there for the weekend. So this is the station. It looks real nice, real up to date. It kind of reminds me of an airport terminal.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And I was saying that you got your ticket when you got on. You didn't reserve a ticket?
I didn't reserve a ticket. In fact, they keep, I think it's carriages usually like 9 to 12, non-reserved. You can just get on, get a seat. And it's real convenient. If you want to travel with someone, then you've got that opportunity to sit
together.
So
you can always just jump on?
You can always jump on, and you get a little bit of a discount for that.
Which is better than the normal rail, which you cannot always just jump on.
You can't. Right?
Yeah. Great. Any other impressions about the high-speed rail? I mean, I took it the first time when I went up to Taipei a couple months ago. I was very impressed. And in fact, it went so fast, you know, I lost track of... It's easy to open up your notebook and all of a sudden you're there, you know.
It's exactly what happened to me today. I was like in a bit of a panic to get closed down, get off.
You're in a rush.
It's real quick, you know.
Yeah.
You're up in Taipei on the quick one, I think in under 2 hours from down
Yeah, that's
south.
What Stephen was telling me. All the way from Kaohsiung up to Taipei in a couple hours.
That's real fast. It's real fast. And you can see here, like you say, I mean, it really feels like an airport terminal. It's really clean.
How about the service that you've encountered here? Because I know you've had some trouble with service at the regular train station.
Yeah, I have to say, it's pretty smooth. Getting the ticket is very good. The touch point where you buy the ticket is very smooth.
Now, they have ticket machines.
This would be... 请选择单程票。单程。请选择到达站。完成后请按确认键。 请选择出发时间，完成后，请选择搭乘车次及车厢。 请确认购票资讯，请取票。
And they also have counters. I've only used the counters.
Likewise, yes. I've heard that the machines are a little troublesome,
bunky,
to be honest.
Yeah, there have been some complaints about the machines.
Yes, getting up to the ticket window, that's real smooth, and I've had no problems there. They even interact with you in English quite smoothly if you want, or Chinese, whatever your preference is.
Anyhow, 台中市,
台中一张,
是自由座。 哎，一个。四百四，四百四。是几点？52分该有通的，拿下。52。好，谢谢。
That's real good.
That's different than the regular rail too, because they have trouble with English sometimes, don't they?
They have this big sign, it says English, and then they look at you with sort of big eyes and panic, and then you revert to Chinese, everything's kind of smooth.
Yeah, you gotta give them a little bit of Chinese so they realize you can speak Chinese.
And then it works out, so here it's real smooth. They've got that sort of pretty much a bilingual kind of service.
Yeah, I think they had a lot more training here.
Yes, yeah. It's really impressive, I have to say. 在这边柜台，在，谢谢。谢谢。Some of the glitch points, it's troublesome once you get up for your ticket. I don't know if you've noticed that, but the ticket, you don't just put in the slot, you have to turn it right over.
It has
and
to go
then
in
put in.
Right, it has to go in that special way, yeah.
I've got my own sort of personal beliefs about why that is. I think it's a local ticket scanner, and one guesses that there are certain connections that influence that.
It didn't work with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that wraps it up, I think. We get a really nice impression of a real nice station. Mm-hmm. Really up to date, and it fits in with the highway system, the bus system.
Yeah,
really looks good, doesn't it?
It does. It looks
good. So if you're going to come to Taiwan, you're going to really have some good transportation, on par with Hong Kong.
Easily.
And
easily
way this. Better than China.
Oh, yes.
And better than America, I think, actually.
Apart from the maglev.
Yeah, well, that's one little piece there, right?
It is, sure.
Okay, all right, then. We'll wrap it up.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.